And the college basketball season is winding down, but baseball season has only begun, and that includes little leagues all around the country. What better time to hear from Dolores Jordan about her new book, Michael's Golden Rules? It was inspired by her son, the former NBA star Michael Jordan, and written with her daughter, Rosalyn. NPR's Tony Cox spoke with the superstar mom about how baseball turned Michael into a basketball star.
When I look at the golden rules again, let's go back to baseball. Because again, when you read about Michael in his younger days, he and his brother, they started in Little League when they were 4 and 5. So baseball was his first love. He really did not focus on basketball, as you well know, until his junior and senior year in high school. As he continued to really, you know, be a part of basketball, it became his passion. So we all know what happened after then, of course, going to University of Chapel Hill and first year being a part of the championship and from there into the NBA. Well, in 92, as you well know, again, he had made, well, maybe you don't know it, Mr. Jordan, I know it, that he decided he wanted to go into baseball. And of course, everybody said, baseball, he's not a baseball player. Well, Mr. Jordan and I knew, though, what his first love was baseball. And he asked us, what do you think? And we both shared with him, you know what? Why don't you go and try it? Again, even if you do not live up to your expectation, and of course you won't, well, not to the media and everybody else's, but as long as, again, you have tried it, and you know what? It's no such thing as fail. You fail if you do not try it. And so we all know, again, that he did not excel as what his expectation was in baseball. But he wanted to share, again, even not being one of the outstanding baseball players. He didn't win trophies, awards, or a championship game. He walked off as a winner.
You say that in the book. These 10 golden rules. Number one, know the game. Number two, mm-hmm. pay attention to the coach at all times. Number mm-hmm. three, know your opponent. Number mm-hmm. four, be a team player. Practice a winning attitude. Find out what you do best. Find out what you need to work on. Practice, practice, practice. Learn from your mistakes. And lastly, and I suppose most importantly for Michael in terms of playing baseball, have fun.
Have fun. Those were his golden rules. But you know what, Tony? We can go back to life. Know the game. And knowing the game, you need to know who you are and feeling confidence in who you are. Pay attention, setting goals for yourself and working hard to achieve those goals. Know your opponents. Know, again, your focus and who you're working with. It's very important. Be a team player. Life is being a team player, being involved. You cannot achieve much by yourself. You have to have team players in order to achieve. When we look at the 6 basketball championships that the Bulls won, did not happen until Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, and all the others gelled as a team, and then they went on to win 6 championships. Again, it's practice, practice, and anything to really be successful, you have to have, again, a practice has to be a part, and a winning attitude.
Absolutely.
Confidence, self-esteem, believing in who you are.
You have 11 grandchildren. What did they think of your books?
My foreword is to my grandchildren. Again, they're just starting out, and again, I want to share with them, nothing comes easy. You have to apply yourself and work hard. And when you work hard and do not expect anyone to give you anything, you can be successful. You may not reach the goals that you set for yourself, but you can walk off the court saying, I feel good about who I am because I gave it my best. Those are the strong values we try to really provide. I have tried to provide with my grandchildren. And you know what? I feel good. They are comfortable in who they are. And that's important, again, is knowing who you are.
Absolutely. Talk for a moment, if you can, Dolores Jordan, about how you select the words and how you write for young people in a way that will be engaging and will be entertaining as well as informative for such a young audience or a young readership, I should say.
For me, because I work with the school through the James Jordan Foundation, we have adopted 4 schools here in Chicago. They're elementary up through high school. So we work in the school. I see the need of the children. When I begin to write, it flows out. It comes out easy because, again, I work with them. Not only that, having been the mother of 5, but still talking about youth and growing up, it's applying yourself and being there, again, to support them. And I think sometime parents sort of lose the way because of so many other things going on in our lives. And in Family First, I shared those 7 principles, how important it was for Mr. Jordan and myself to be there. Not only that, is having a communication skills that we can talk and share with our children. So really working with the youth and working again with Scholastic, those are really the values I want to share with the young ones. it comes from you. Again, you may find someone within your group who is being bullied and tell you you can't do something, but you have to find that hope from within yourself and believing within yourself. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, and it leads me to my next question, because you and I actually are probably from a different generation than a lot of these young parents today, and as you know, there's a great deal being said about how new parents parent versus how old school parents parented. Are you finding that there is much of a difference within the Jordan family with how your kids, including Michael, are parenting their kids?
Yes, it is different. And he often, as we have our time to share, he shares with mother, it's a different time when you were growing up. It's a different time when I was growing up. And it's totally different time now. I have many, many other things I have to compete with. So what do I give in to? And he says, and I have to pick my battles. What is good? What's going to continue to help them to grow and be strong? But I also have to look at what the opportunity that may take them away from what should be strong values. So again, it is different time. And again, as I share with you, I work with the schools and I work with the young parents. I mean, at the schools, we had no PTA. Some of them had not had PTA for 30 years. That's unreal during my time. Parents were there. They were aware of what's going on. It was a partnership between the parent and the teacher. It doesn't exist now. And so these are some of the values, again, we're working with the school, saying let's put back in the school, because, again, no matter what we do with the kids at school, they're going home. So we need to have really a partnership where the parents works with the teacher, is totally aware of what's going on. Life, family, those are the same thing. Parents coming together as a husband and a wife, providing strong values that when that child leaves your house, he can succeed. If he does not, it's by his own choice.
That was Dolores Johnson speaking with NPR's Tony Cox, and that's our show for today. Thanks for sharing your time with us. Tomorrow, Your Brain on Music.